Hello, welcome to the Highland Christian Church podcast. Haven't done one in a while, so it's really good to put one up again for your benefit. I just believe what I'm about to talk about today will be a real breakthrough message for you. It will help you to break through in your life to the next level. And so let's get underway. We are talking about the freedom to move forward. And when we're young, we think about our futures and we envision our futures. And what we envision is always good. We never envision like bad things happening in the future. We always envision, these amazing things that would happen when we're kids. And they can be very unrealistic. Some young children will envision themselves being a Disney princess or a world champion at six different sports or whatever. Completely unrealistic sort of ideas. But when we become a Christian, we realize that God has a plan. God has a future and a path for us to travel, and that path is even better than what we imagined when we were children. And that path includes growth and it includes moving forward. And I want to move forward in my life. How about you? Do you want to move forward? Do you want to grow and not stay in the same place, but to keep developing and continuing forward in your life? I hope that's what you want. I know that most people are not happy just treading water, but sometimes we get to a point in our life where just, if I just go on from this point and everything's okay, then that'll be all I can expect. But we should expect more. We should expect growth and progress and moving forward, because that's what God has for us. But as we go along on this journey, we find that there's roadblocks. Things that like a ball and chain that would just hold us back. And the Bible calls these things our sin. Sometimes we make bad decisions. We do things that we know are wrong, moral mistakes. And these hinder us in our growth. Sometimes they can stop us dead and even call us to regress, to go backwards in God's call in our life, to cause us to shrink rather than grow. But the Bible says that we can be free of sin. We can be free of these mistakes that we've made and the propensity to make more mistakes. In John chapter 8 and verse 36, Jesus said, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." If Jesus sets you free, you will be free from the penalty of sin, but also free from the power of sin, free from everything, that every roadblock, every chain that would hold us back and hinder us in our growth. And so I want to look at that today. We can see what the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 6 and verses 6 to 14. This is a story or an explanation really of the power of God, how it moved during the crucifixion and resurrection, and how it applies to us so that we can live a life free from the power of sin. And so we're all on a journey of learning how to break the power of sin in our lives, how to become the person God has called us to be. God wants us to go from glory to glory, not just stay the same, but he wants us to go to the next level, to become more and more like him. And he's got that for each person who's a Christian. So Romans chapter 6, verses 6 to 14 says, "We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin." And so Jesus was crucified on the cross and he put to death sin. And the Bible says that by faith we were crucified with him 2,000 years ago. Verse 8 says, "Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. And the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God." So when Jesus died, he died to sin on behalf of us all. And now he lives to God, and now we can live towards God because of what he did for us. And so verse 11, it says, okay, so here's what we can do. It says, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness, for sin shall no longer be your master. And then it goes on. But this is an amazing thing, talking about how we're immersed into Christ's death and then resurrection on the cross. So power has been given to us through Christ, what he did on the cross, and to break the power of sin in our lives. Sin shall no longer be your master, the Bible says. And so I have noticed in my life the ineffectiveness of a law and the ineffectiveness of my own willpower. Whenever I see a law, do not jump in the pool, it immediately makes me want to jump in the pool. And whenever I use willpower to obey that law, I find that some days my willpower is very strong and some days my willpower is almost non-existent. And the way to defeat sin is not through using willpower. It's not through looking at a law and saying, don't do this, don't do this, don't be in fear, don't eat too much, don't drink too much, don't do this wrong, don't do that wrong. That's a way that just pulls me into wanting to do that sin. But when I put my faith, my trust in Jesus Christ and what he did in the cross, then that power can manifest, it can become apparent in me, and I can live in the fullness of what he accomplished on the cross and defeat the power of sin that still tries to have its way in my life. I know that each of us has our own personal struggles. Each of us has our own, you know, what society might call demons. Really, our own things that we struggle with, our own things, our own roadblocks that hinder us in our growth. You know, God has got tremendous things in front of you in your life, regardless of what your age is. He has a tremendous future for you if you will walk alongside him and continue to grow. He has that for you and he has that for me. I'm so excited about the next phase in my life. And as Christians, we don't need to fear getting old, because we know that each phase in our life is another exciting phase that God has something new for us in each different time and season in our life. So it's the greatest privilege that we can possibly have is a life where we walk close to God. And we do that through the Holy Spirit who lives within us. So I just want to pray just now, because the things that I'm talking about are not things that are really comprehended just in the mind, but they really take a spiritual comprehension. They really require a spiritual revelation. So let's just pray and ask for the Holy Spirit to come and make these things so clear to us. Holy Spirit, you are here with me right now, and for everyone who's listening, you are there in the room with them. I pray for each person now, Lord, as they open their hearts up to you, Holy Spirit, that you would come into them and help them to see that you defeated sin on the cross, that you defeated the power of sin, and therefore when we place our trust in you, Jesus, we can expect the power of sin to be broken in our lives. I pray for each person listening here, Lord, that you would help them to grow, that you would cause every roadblock to be removed out of their life, every chain to be broken, and help them to grow and to move forward in their life into every good thing that you have set up for them in their future. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in today. It'll be great to see you on Sunday in church. Bless you. Have a great week. We believe in you. We believe that God has great things for your life. See you soon. Bye now.